Financial qualifications. To qualify for a conventional loan under Fannie Mae guidelines, the borrower's monthly housing expenses, including PITI, must not exceed 28% of total monthly gross income. The borrower's total monthly obligations, including housing costs plus other regular monthly payments, must not exceed 36% of the total monthly gross income, 33% in the case of 95% LTV loans. Loans that meet these criteria are called conforming loans and are eligible to be sold in the secondary market. Loans that exceed the limits are referred to as non-conforming loans and are not marketable in the secondary market, but, instead, are generally held in the lender's investment portfolio. Conforming loans with larger ratios may be available in certain situations. Both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac currently have a variety of conforming affordable loan products, with qualifying ratios of 33% for housing expense and up to 38% for total debt. These loans only require a 3% down payment, but are subject to certain income limitations and may require the borrowers to attend homeownership classes. Private mortgage insurance. Point one way a borrower can obtain a mortgage loan with a lower down payment is by obtaining private mortgage insurance, PMI. In a PMI program, the borrower purchases an insurance policy that provides the lender with funds in the event the borrower defaults on the loan. This allows the lender to assume more risk so that the loan-to-value ratio is higher than for other conventional loans. The borrower purchases insurance from a private mortgage insurance company as additional security to insure the lender against borrower default. PMI protects the top 20 to 30% of the loan against borrower default. The borrower pays a monthly fee, which can be financed in with the loan, while the insurance is in force. Because only a portion of the loan is insured, the lender must allow the borrower to terminate the coverage once the loan is repaid to a certain level. Under the Homeowners Protection Act of 1998, implemented in 1999, PMI must terminate automatically when the borrower reaches a 22% equity position, based on the original value of the property at the time the loan was originated, with no allowance for appreciation or depreciation. If the loan was written after July 29, 1999, and the borrower is current on mortgage payments. FHA-insured loans. The Federal Housing Administration is FHA, which operates under HUD, neither builds homes nor lends money. The common term FHA loan refers to a loan that is insured by the agency. These loans must be made by FHA-approved lending institutions. The FHA insurance provides security to the lender in addition to the real estate. As with private mortgage insurance, the FHA insures lenders against loss from borrower default. Certain technical requirements must be met before the FHA will insure the loans. These requirements include the following. The borrower must pay a down payment of at least 3.5% of the purchase price, but most of the closing costs and fees can be included in the loan. The borrower is charged a mortgage insurance premium, MIP, for all FHA loans. The upfront premium is charged at closing and can be financed into the mortgage loan. The borrower is also responsible for paying an annual premium that is usually charged monthly. The upfront premium is charged on all FHA loans, except those for the purchase of a condominium, which require only a monthly MIP. The mortgaged real estate must be appraised by an approved FHA appraiser. The FHA sets maximum mortgage limits for various regions of the country. The borrower must meet standard FHA credit qualifications. Financing for manufactured homes and factory-built housing is also available, both for those who own the land that the home is on and also for manufactured homes that are, or will be, located on another plot of land. FHA 203B Loan. The FHA 203B Loan Insurance Program is for people who want a single-family FHA-insured mortgage loan. The FHA 203B may be used to purchase or refinance a new or existing 1-4 family owner-occupied property in both urban and rural areas. FHA 203K Loan. An FHA 203K loan combines two loans into one loan, one to purchase a property and one to renovate or repair. A renovation loan allows the home purchaser a loan to renovate and remodel their new purchase. If the purchase price exceeds the FHA appraised value, the buyer may pay the difference in cash as part of the down payment. Some exceptions are made for special programs, such as the Good Neighbor Program. Other types of FHA loans are available, including 1-year adjustable rate mortgages, home improvement and rehabilitation loans, loans for the purchase of condominiums, specific standards for condominium complexes and the ratio of owner-occupants to renters must be met for a loan on a condominium unit to be financed through the FHA insurance programs. A qualified buyer may assume an existing FHA-insured loan. The application consists of a credit check to demonstrate that the person assuming the loan is financially qualified. The process is quicker and less expensive than applying for a new loan. Sometimes, the older loan has a lower interest rate, and no appraisal is required. FHA assumption rules. The assumption rules for FHA-insured loans vary, depending on the dates the loans were originated, as follows. For FHA loans originating on December 15, 1989, and later, no assumptions are permitted without complete buyer qualification. Discount points. The lender of an FHA-insured loan may charge discount points in addition to a loan origination fee. The payment of points is a matter of negotiation between the seller and the buyer. As of November 2009, if the seller pays more than 6% of the costs normally paid by the buyer, such as discount points, the loan origination fee, the mortgage insurance premium, buy-down fees, prepaid items, and impound or escrow amounts, the lender will treat the payments as a reduction in sales price and recalculate the mortgage amount accordingly. VA guaranteed loans. The Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, is authorized to guarantee loans to purchase or construct homes for eligible veterans and their spouses, including unremarried spouses of veterans whose deaths were service-related. Eligibility is defined as veterans who served on active duty, have some form of honorable discharge after a minimum of 90 days of service during wartime, and a minimum of 181 continuous days in times of peace. 2 years are required for veterans who enlisted and began service after September 7, 1980, or for officers who began service after October 16, 1981. 6 years are required for reservists and members of the National Guard. There are specific rules regarding the eligibility of surviving spouses. With over 25.5 million veterans and service personnel eligible, a VA loan is desirable and has many benefits. The VA assists veterans in financing the purchase of homes with little or no down payments at market interest rates. The VA issues rules and regulations that set forth the qualifications, limitations, and conditions under which a loan may be guaranteed. Like the FHA loan, VA loan is something of a misnomer. The VA does not normally lend money, it guarantees loans made by lending institutions approved by the agency. The term VA loan refers to a loan that is not made by the agency but is guaranteed by it. There is no VA dollar limit on the amount of the loan a veteran can obtain. This limit is determined by the lender and qualification of the buyer. The VA limits the amount of the loan it will guarantee. In practice, the VA loan guarantee is tied to the current conforming loan limit for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Typically, lenders will loan 4 times the guarantee, for example, a conforming loan of $417,000 for equals $104,250 VA guarantee. To determine what portion of a mortgage loan the VA will guarantee, the veteran must apply for a certificate of eligibility. This certificate does not mean that the veteran automatically receives a mortgage. It merely sets forth the maximum guarantee to which the veteran is entitled. For individuals with full eligibility, no down payment is required for a loan up to the maximum guaranteed limit. The VA also issues a Certificate of Reasonable Value, CRV, for the property being purchased. The CRV states the property's current market value based on a VA-approved appraisal. The CRV places a ceiling on the amount of a VA loan allowed for the property. If the purchase price is greater than the amount cited in the CRV, the veteran may pay the difference in cash. The CRV is based on an appraisal. New VA regulations allow only one active VA loan at a time, and a veteran may own only two properties that were acquired using VA loan benefits. VA benefits will never expire as long as the previous benefit use has been paid. The VA borrower pays a loan origination fee to the lender, as well as a funding fee to the Department of Veterans Affairs. The funding fee depends on whether it is first-time use, 2.15%, or a subsequent use, 3.15%. The funding fee drops with down payments of 5% or more. Reservists and National Guard veterans pay higher funding fees. Reasonable discount points may be charged on a VA guaranteed loan, and either the veteran or the seller may pay them. VA prepayment privileges. As with an FHA loan, the borrower under a VA loan can prepay the debt at any time without penalty. Assumption rules. March 1, 1988, the VA must approve the buyer and assumption agreement. The original veteran borrower remains personally liable for the repayment of the loan unless the VA approves a release of liability. The release of liability will be issued by the VA only if the buyer assumes all of the veteran's liabilities on the loan. The VA or the lender approves both the buyer and the assumption agreement. Releases are also possible if veterans use their own entitlement in assuming another veteran's loan. VA legislation. The Veterans Millennium Healthcare and Benefits Act of 1999, Public Law 106-117, authorized the VA to restore the home loan eligibility of surviving spouses who lost such eligibility as a result of remarriage, if the remarriage has been terminated by death or divorce.